I was fascinated with the connection because my the old man used to make the connections all the time, though I didn't understand it fully. But he used to always make the connection between Adolf Hitler and the Roman, the ancient Roman Empire, and that Hitler was used to reestablish the old world order and the old Aryan order of the world in Europe, and that the greatest enemy to the old order of Rome and the Vatican was Freemasonry, was the occult orders of Freemasonry basically coming out of England and America. And he used to use the term that the that there was a very severe war going on for vying for power between two organized gangs in the world, so to speak, in a matter of speaking. Two organized positions of power, the old world order out of Europe under the Vatican and the new world order out of England and America and Freemasonry. And so this was the basis for two world wars, the basis for the Middle Eastern setup that we have right now, and it is nothing more than a than an outworking. What we see on the world stage today is, in fact, an outworking of powerful secret societies operating behind so-called governments and institutions that have an agenda. And we're nothing more than cannon fodder. We're nothing more than just a number.
Well, a lot of people are going to hear this, and obviously they're going to say, oh, hogwash. Yeah. Europe today is uniting the problems that you're referring to. How can they possibly be? Give us, if you would, a few examples of these, as you call them, emblems of power.
Well, for instance, on the back of our $1 bill, something that's close to us, incidentally, the emblems are very important on the back of a $1 bill, and they were put on a $1 bill because Roosevelt said no matter how poor the people may be anywhere in the world, they're most likely going to have a $1 bill on them anyway. And the $1 would carry the most important symbols and emblems of power for America. And on the back of the dollar bill, you'll find two circles. Those circles are the old circles of the Stonehenge circles. They're called magic circles. They, of course, represent the sun, the round circle.
Mm-hmm.
And within the one on the right, you have the eagle. And above the eagle, you have the 13 stars. And the 13 stars representing the 13 colonies. And there's a very interesting story as to why we had 13 colonies. We could have had 46 or 21 or 10 or one big one, but we had 13. And 13, of course, was the magical number, which comes to be in our day and time unlucky number. It's an unlucky number, 13, because it's based on Jesus and his 12. Jesus and the 12 cornerstone make 13.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have the 13 colonies, the 13 stars. Then, of course, you have the 13 arrows and talon of the eagle. They have the 13 leaves, the 13 berries in the 13 leaves. There are 13 stripes on the shield. Then on the left-hand side, you have the pyramid. And you have to ask yourself, why is an Egyptian pyramid on an American dollar bill? And that pyramid has 13 layers. And at the bottom of the pyramid is a Roman numeral, 1776 in Roman numerals, which does not stand for the founding of America because it stands for the founding of a secret society, a fraternal order in Germany called the Illuminati. And let's see, the Annuit Coeptus above the pyramid, above the All-Seeing Eye. And the All-Seeing Eye probably on the pyramid is probably the most important and most interesting of the entire collections of symbolism on the back of a dollar bill. I'll get to that in a moment.
All right, but let me inject a question, if I may. Couldn't it just have been by chance that we did wind up with 13 original colonies?
Well, Franklin Delano Roosevelt once made the statement that if anything happens in politics, you can figure it was planned that way. There is no chance in this world that we had 13 colonies by mere chance. No.
But don't forget, this happened long before Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Yes, but don't forget that the importance of 13 and Jesus and his 12 happened a long time before America. And that coming out of the ancient world, coming out of the medieval world, the Dark Ages, dominated by Christendom, dominated by the Vatican, and coming into the Age of Enlightenment or the Renaissance, and ultimately with the rise of England and America being a new world, and of course that's what America's called, the New World.
Mm-hmm.
the symbolism goes all the way back into the ancient world. It goes far, far back before the 13 is important in all occult societies of the ancient world.
All right.
So.